When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. Download the app. You can take us on the go. You can use the rewind feature. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Joining us right now, as he does every Friday at this time, is our pal Scott Abraham, sports director from ABC7 and anchor. Hey, Scott, how are you?
Good morning, fellas. Happy Friday.
Scott,
happy Friday to you.
It's always good to talk to you. Hi.
How we doing?
We've been taking calls. We threw the question out to the listeners. Is this game a trap game? And I don't believe it's a trap game at all. It could be a down game for the Commanders after such a high with the win over the Bears with the Hail Mary. But I don't think it's a trap game. But the Giants usually play the Commanders pretty tough. I mean, we saw that in week two. They get after the quarterback, lead the league in sacks. Dexter Lawrence, even though he's the most double-teamed player in the NFL, it's, I think, almost 75% of plays. He's almost double-teamed every play. But your thoughts on this matchup going up to New York after that win last week?
So I was listening to you guys earlier, your segment on the Commanders, and I have to agree with EB. I'm a little worried. I'm not going to lie, because these NFC East games, they're rock fights, right? I mean, rarely you're gonna blow a team out by 20-plus points, 14 points, and they're coming off such an emotional high, an all-time emotional high with that Hail Mary win. And you got a Giants team that's wounded, that's battered. They haven't won a game at home. This is not going to be an easy game. I think it's going to be a very close game again, three-point game. Play here, play there is probably going to decide this one. I think the Giants are going to try to make this ugly, you know, win ugly. And they're going to want to try to run the football, time of possession, keep Washington's offense off the field. And I think it's going to be a lot closer than many Commanders fans believe right now. And you look at the track record of Washington and how they've been doing against teams they should beat, and they've been handling their business. They've been blowing teams out that they should beat. Can this be the same situation? Certainly. But I just have a feeling that this is going to be a tough game for him.
Scott, what is the level of concern about B-Rob's health? You look back at the first matchup in week two, he trampled the Giants, 17 carries for 133, almost 8 yards per carry. But he's got a hamstring injury at this point. Talk about his status, and are we going to see a little more of Austin Eckler because of the dinged up hamstring at this point for B-Rob?
Honestly, guys, I mean, it's week nine. I think everybody's a little bit banged up and bruised, and these guys haven't had a bye week yet. And, you know, we talked to B-Rob on Wednesday. Didn't really show that he's injured or it's going to limit him. I think he's going to be fine. I think you're going to see Austin Eckler. I think you're going to see that duo that's been tremendous all season long. So I'm not too concerned about B-Rob. The guys that I'm looking at that, you know, you got to monitor Frankie Louvu. He hasn't practiced all week, so you want to see him get a limited session today. And then let's not forget about the left tackle, Cornelius Lucas, who's been alternating with Brandon Coleman. Lucas has that ankle injury. He hasn't practiced all week, so you want to see if he gets a limited session, because it'll be difficult for both of those players if they don't practice today in any type of fashion that they're going to be playing on Sunday. So I think those are the two injuries to monitor for this weekend.
So no concern about Jaden being limited?
No. No, yeah. Not at all. I mean, they said last week this is an injury that, you know, it's not going to get worse when he plays or if he, you know, exudes energy or plays his style of football. So you got to put that trust, as I said, into GM Adam Peters, the coaching staff, the training staff, that they're doing Jaden right. He was on the microphone on Wednesday. He said he's good to go, and I expect Jaden to be out there, no problems on Sunday.
All right, now what is the answer? See, what scares me about this game is I don't think that our guys, if you heard the segment, I don't think they're going to overlook them, right? I don't think this group is like that. I don't think the staff is like that. I don't think they leave a stone unturned. But it is going to be challenging. They targeted Malik Nabers 18 times last time. He had a hell of a day. He dropped that last one, which you know is still gnawing at him. Who's going to cover, or what combination is going to work against Malik Nabers?
Yeah, that's a great question. You're going to try to probably alternate some guys in terms of Benjamin St. Juice, Noah I, and also Mike Sanders still. Whoever, you know, gets matched up on him and does a good job, they're probably going to stick on Nabers. Try to match that DB up with Nabers as much as possible. I think you're going to see kind of a rotation the first couple of quarters and see who can lock him down the best. Let's talk about Mike Sanders still, guys. I mean, what a transition he's made from a guy that's been a slot corner all of college mostly. He's gone to the outside to kind of help the depth because of the struggles of Emmanuel Forbes, and he's been tremendous. So Sanders still on the outside has been a big revelation for this team. And then Benjamin St. Juice, he's done a nice job. Yes, he had that tough penalty against Chicago that probably should have cost them the game. But I think for the most part, St. Juice has had his moments. Noah I's been really good in certain spots. So, yes, Malik Nabers, he's a problem. You know his best friend's on the other side of the field in Jaden Daniels. He's going to want to perform. He performed in week two. So, yes, with Tracy being out, and who knows, with Singletary, if he can get going on the running game, they're going to target Nabers plenty and often in this football game.
Scott, I feel like the Commanders pass rush is going to have a big day this weekend. Daniel Jones has been sacked 11 times in the last two games, 7 times by the Eagles, 4 times by the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I feel like they're going to get home this Sunday against Daniel Jones.
They've been improving. The whole defensive unit as a whole, it's been awesome to see these last 4 weeks really kind of come together. I think from an average, they're giving up only about 15 points per game the last 4 weeks. And you saw what they did to Caleb Williams last week, and they made him uncomfortable. Yeah, he's an escape artist, Caleb. He was really good getting out of the rust, eluding pressure. Daniel Jones, yes, he can beat you with his legs. He's the same type of a quarterback of trying to maneuver with his legs, but they're getting pressure on the quarterback. Sometimes they're not getting home, sometimes they are, but you're going to see them dial up the pressure because it's been working. Whatever they've been doing the last 4 weeks, it's been working with Joe Wood Jr. calling the plays, and obviously Dan Quinn has his fingerprints on this defense as well. So you got guys of like a Dorrance Armstrong and you know, blitzing guys like the Luvus and the Wagners and the Fowlers. And don't forget the interior guys, because quarterbacks hate pressure up the middle. And Daron Payne, Johnny Newton, Kadarian Mathis all have been very good. So I expect Daniel Jones to be a little bit uncomfortable back there on Sunday.
Talking to Scott Abraham, news anchor and director for ABC7. So I saw you guys listening to Terry McLaurin talk about the team camaraderie and how the camaraderie has grown. I'm just curious, you're at the park almost every day. Did guys dress up yesterday for Halloween? What happened?
To my knowledge, they had a little Halloween party the day before. So I believe they had a big thing at the park on Tuesday where the kids, the sons and the daughters of the players got dressed up. Some of the players got dressed up, and they had like a little trick-or-treat in the hallway in Ashburn at the team headquarters. They do that every year. It's a really cool deal. I saw you know, some of the players dressed up, and I also believe the players themselves, they had a little Halloween party at night with their spouses and their girlfriends and the wives. So, yeah, they got into the spirit. So in terms of, like, dressing up last night, I'm not too sure, but I know the last couple of days they had some festivities.
Speaking of the spirit, I saw your new photo by Ben Rice. What are you thinking there in your photo? You got kind of the bubble in the background,
yeah.
And Scott's kind of like looking into the into the horizon. I don't know, like what did the photographer tell you to do? It's not a smile. You're just kind of like looking off.
He just told me to look to the side, and I guess I had some aura going on behind me with the background, and he snapped the photo. I was like, all right. And I think I captured a new album cover. It looked like an album cover to me, guys.
You're looking good there, Scott.
What time did they practice today?
I practiced at 11:10.
Friday's always 11.
And then okay. Quinn will talk after practice, and we'll figure out a little bit more about these injuries. And this is a big four-game stretch. I know you take a one game at a time, but you look at the schedule. This is some big boy football. Giants, Steelers, then you have the Eagles, and then you have the Dallas Cowboys. So another big four-game stretch for the fellas.
Yeah, three divisional games in the next month.
Yeah, you want to make some hay, and I talk about it all the time with our viewers, and probably you guys do probably with your listeners. You take care of business in the division, you win the division, you're guaranteed a home playoff game. So that's obviously the mission right now. They're 6-2, but the most important part of the thing is division games. They basically count double. So get another win on Sunday against the Giants. You're 2-0 in the division, and of course you got the big boys in the Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys looming.
So I know you're a little concerned, just like Bickle is. You're a little concerned about it, but what's your prediction?
So I've been pretty good here with these predictions, guys. I said 3 points against the Bears, and I nailed that one. And certain that was a little luck. But I'm going to go, I think the spread is 3.5, 4 right now. I'm going to go another 3-point win, guys. I'm going to go, let's go Commanders 20. And we'll go Giants 17.
Oh, wow. Lower scoring.
That's a nail biter.
Yeah, that's similar to the last game.
It's a rock fight. I think Giants are going to try to make it ugly. And I think it's going to be kind of a nasty NFC East in between the trenches game.
Just to give you a chance to talk about Pete Medhurst, because I saw you tweeted about it. We talked about it early.
Yeah.
He's been diagnosed with brain cancer, and Pete was part of the show for many, many years.
Yeah, I mean, you guys know, radio, TV, newspaper, we're all one family in a sense. Right. And, you know, Pete is what I've always respected about Pete is he works so hard. I mean, he's everywhere. And, I've always respected his Swiss Army knife versatility. And that news crushed me. He's always been very kind to me coming onto my show. And I just hope he knows that, you know, everybody at 7 News in the sports department, we're thinking about him. And you know, he's tough as nails. So I have all the confidence that he's going to fight this and battle through. And I know you guys are with him as well. So I just want to send my well wishes to Pete and his family.
Thank you, buddy.
I'm sure that's appreciated by all of them. Definitely.
Very much. Thank you, pal. Yep. Appreciate it, Scott.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, buddy.
Take care. Bye, guys.
Yep.
Scott Abraham, 20-17.
I think it's going
to
be
last game was 21-18, right?
Yep. Yep. Yeah. I think it's going to be higher scoring than that.
I think so, too.
But I do think it could be close.
See,
but I like my guys.
I think there's going to be a bigger spread this time. I think it's going to be a bigger spread. I think we should go on record. Go on record here?
I think Daniel Jones is ripe for like a strip sack fumble or like a pick six. I just feel that energy heading into the weekend.
I like 24-17.
Right, could write it down.
Could be a late score. Washington. Right. It could be a late score to make the man. Maybe it's tied going into the fourth quarter. But
so you're like him, though. A little lower scoring-ish.
24.
Yeah. I'm gonna go 27-24, my boys.
Wow.
I just think that...
I think the Giants can get 24 on them.
Well, we just gave up 200 yards on the ground.
That is true.
I mean, Malik Nabers owns us.
I will go 28-20 Commanders.
All right.
That's a... covers the number.
Also, they're very good in the red zone, right? They're fifth in the league in the red zone.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah. So
I'm talking about the Giants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I brought this up earlier.
Defensively.
If you look at...
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The scoring average for Washington on the year, it's 29.5, but over the last 6 games, it's 32.5. Meanwhile, the Giants score 14 points a game. I like it a little bit bigger than you guys. I'm going to go 28-14 Washington, 2 touchdowns.
Daniel Jones, by the way, has gone 3 straight games without throwing a touchdown. Hopefully he goes 4 straight, but he's gone 3 straight, hasn't thrown a touchdown pass. That's not good for their offense. That's pretty bad.
Right. Well, they've scored 28 total in 3 weeks.
We'll get all our picks up at Junks Radio and also on our Instagram. Follow us there at Sports Junkies Radio. Coming up next, Gravis Vasquez is going to join us in studio. He used to star here at University of Maryland, played in the NBA for years. Now he's working for Monumental Sports. We're the Junkies, coming right back.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.